As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Bird Show.
All right, so a friend of Mo's inadvertently went viral because of this beef she had with the wax company. Explain, or what kind of wax are we talking about here?
A Brazilian.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's where I was going in my head. And I was like, is this like an actual, like you go and you get like, you know, different parts waxed kind of company?
Yes, exactly that.
And they did something to her that she feels she shouldn't have to pay for.
Yep. I don't know why my head went immediately to like Madame Tussauds. I was like, does she have a wax sculpture out of her? Like, is that why they did her dirty? They made her look bad, but this is way more interesting.
I was thinking beeswax. I'm like, maybe it's a candle. It has candles. But I'm like, I'm hoping it has something to do with like, you know, wax.
It does. And this is why I need you ladies' help, because I know nothing about this, but I do know that my friend is in an all-out war with a wax business, and it's over millions of views at this point.
Really?
Yes.
I will have, this is so timely, because I just got a wax yesterday from Sweet Peach Wax and Sugaring Studio. Ding!
Well, I might need to send my friend there, because I don't think she's going to be going back to this place anymore. So she goes into this place. She's a regular there. And I guess she has the same person who normally does it for her. And she's never had any problems. She's been going there for years.
Because if you're getting a Brazilian, if you're not familiar, they're taking everything off down there. Like you're like everything off the front. And then you actually roll over and you spread them cheeks and they take everything off the back. So you're kind of in an intimate position, to say the least. So it's nice to have somebody that you have rapport with, that you trust with hot wax, you know, hot wax down there.
That would make sense why you would have the same person. So in this particular case,
I had a baby and everybody's seen it. So I'm just like, whoever, I don't care.
Just fix me.
Yeah.
She was going to a vacation. So it was timely of when she needed this. And it just so happened that the person she normally goes to, she was already on vacation. So she had to have a substitute waxer, if you will.
A fill-in.
And so she goes thinking that she's going to get the same thing she always gets. So I guess the way it's set up for her, she doesn't even have to go in there and say what I want. Like, they already know.
It's in the computer.
They charge her card automatically. Is what it is. That's the way it's supposed to go, to my understanding. So this particular time when she gets the new person starts putting the wax, like, on her legs instead of just in the area where she normally gets waxed. So she didn't think anything of it in the moment. She just thought, okay, this must be something extra that she does. This must be a part of her routine. She didn't say anything about it. She just let her do a thing. So then when they charged her card, she realized that they overcharged her about $50 more than they normally would.
So when you say they put, well, okay, so you're laying there on the table and you're doing the butterfly. So you have to put the soles of your feet together so they can get into all your parts and wax.
I'm really trying not to picture you in this position.
I did it yesterday, and I love them because they play Sex and the City. So there was like this really graphic scene playing on the TV from a Sex and the City episode as all of this is going down. And I'm like, this is a little bit awkward. So how much of her leg did they wax?
So like the top thigh part.
Okay.
And she says she doesn't have hair there. There's no need to wax there. She's never asked for that.
Yeah.
She doesn't even know why that was a thing. But as soon as she gets to, she sees her charge, she sees that extra $50 that they've never charged her. So she calls to figure out what's the issue. And they tell her, well, we waxed your leg as well as the Brazilian. So she's like, but I didn't ask you to do that. I don't even know why she did that. So then the lady proceeds to tell her, well, you didn't tell her not to do it. You didn't ask her to stop. And so she was like, yeah, in that moment, I was confused and it was already done. Like, she just did it without asking me. I didn't need to be waxed there. I have no hair there. It was like pointless. And they were like, well, we did it, so we can't not charge you for a service that you received. So she's obviously pissed. And she's like, mm-hmm. I go there all the time. I get the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Y'all charge my card the same price. She's livid about this.
And I don't blame her, because especially if you're like a recurring client and you have established a relationship with the business, then I feel like this is one they need to take on the chin. A hairless one at that. and they would just go ahead and refund her the $50.
You would think, but they doubled down and said, we have to charge you. She said the most that they can do is offer her, I think, a 5% or 10% discount.
Ooh,
or whatever.
No,
it was.
No.
And she turned it down and was like, I want to speak to the manager who is currently on vacation. So she said, I can let you speak to the manager, but she's telling my friend, like, the manager's going to tell you the same thing. I can assure you that the manager's going to say the same. But if you want to speak to her, you can. So she's now in limbo waiting for the manager to get back so that they can fix this $50 charge, which now she's like, I have to wait a week and it's $50. So a part of her wants to just say, forget it. But when she posted her situation online, it ended up going viral. And everybody is like behind her saying, girl, no, like, no, get your money back. That's wrong of them, especially with you being a reoccurring client.
Exactly. And I know I've been in a position before where I was going in to get a treatment and got something different and didn't say anything because I was kind of confused. And then when I came out and said, you gave me the wrong treatment, they were like, but you took that one. And I'm like, yeah, but that's not the one I ordered. And that's not the one you made the mistake.
Right.
So if they made the mistake, then they should just fall on that sword.
This is so shady. And I'm starting to think that a lot of places like this are doing this specifically to scam their regulars out of getting more or out of paying more money. So the exact same thing happened to me. It was the worst facial I'd ever gotten in my life. I was going there. It was like a very nice resort here in Georgia. And I was going right before a big event. And I just said, hey, be really gentle on my skin. I'm going to wear makeup later. I'm just kind of here to relax and like have a good time. And so in the middle of the facial, she goes, oh, do you want me to dermaplane you? And I'm thinking, oh, maybe that's like the more gentle option. Maybe she's going to dermaplane me because I asked her to be gentle. And so I'm like, sure, dermaplane me. Turns out the dermaplaning was $75 extra and didn't say anything. She was just like, oh, like very casually, like as if she wanted me to like, as if she was asking if I wanted to like exchange recipes. Like, oh, do you want like a dermaplane? And I was like, sure, mom, I'm in a vulnerable position. I'm naked and I don't know what to do. So not only do I want her to say something, I'm adamant that she does, because I think more people have to start standing up for themselves so people don't continue to do this and scam their people out of money.
I completely agree. I told her to keep fighting a good fight.
Yeah, we're standing behind her in solidarity. So like, keep us updated and hopefully she gets her money back.
I'll let y'all know how it goes.
At least she got some smoke.
Yes, she does.
The Burt Show.